Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. The judge will hear more arguments over Trump's alleged gag order violations. Taking the witness stand Thursday will be lawyer Keith Davidson, who claims that in 2016 he represented two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. Trump is facing nearly three dozen counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to one of those women, porn actress Stormy Daniels. The Arizona State Senate overturning that Civil War-era abortion ban? USA's John Schaefer with that story.
Two Republicans crossed the aisle to support the measure alongside Democrats. Last month, the state Supreme Court revived a law from 1864 that prohibited nearly all abortions. The legislation now moves to Governor Katie Hobbs for her signature. With the repeal of the 1864 law, Arizona's 2022 legislation, which prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, will be reinstated.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged, as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. Readings on inflation have come in above expectations.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. The House is passing legislation that cracks down on anti-Semitism. The vote, 320-91 in favor of the bill amid ongoing pro-Palestine college campus protests. The bill would require the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for enforcing anti-discrimination laws. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestine protesters at universities across the country. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas accusing university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the intifada. At Stanford, they wore Hamas headbands.
He suggested that the Department of Education should withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. Dave & Buster's will soon offer customers the option to bet on arcade games. Adults aged 18 or older who are loyalty members of the arcade will be able to place $5 wagers on games like Hot Shots Basketball and Skee-Ball. The new technology from Lucra, a gamification software company, is expected to be available in the coming months. This move comes amid a significant increase in sports betting across the U.S. Consumers are warned of a nationwide recall of 16,000 pounds of ground beef thanks to possible E. coli contamination. The USDA made the announcement Wednesday, recalling the beef products shipped mainly to Walmart stores across the country. You'll know the tainted beef from the brand Cargill Meat Solutions. The specific products under recall are listed online as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. As, you know, we take it all apart and we focus on what's happening in your world, the things that are affecting us. You know, thank you very much. Joe Biden's administration, our government, that is supposed to be limited, but it can't help itself. It is growing like a behemoth, unbelievably so. And meanwhile, questions abound regarding House Speaker Mike Johnson, especially his recent actions suggest that he has sold out to the establishment. While many are speculating that Speaker Johnson is playing politics to achieve a greater good, the reality is that he's gone back on his word, broken House rules, and supported unconstitutional legislation. With us right now is Andrew Mueller. He's the chief of operations for Alex Newman's Liberty Sentinel Media and a contributor for the New American Magazine. Andrew, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, great to have you here. Of course, we've had your boss on many times. We love Alex, and I'm told that we're to love you too now because you're an awesome contributor to all things that are Liberty.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. He's a great guy, and I've learned a lot from him, and it's an honor to fill in for him and be here with you.
Hey, well, great to have you here. So let's talk about Speaker Johnson. You know, people are confused and scratching their head. You know, who is this? What happened? Why does it seem like he sold out and the establishment just and captured him? And it seems so obvious because now you got Democrats that are saying that even if there is a call to kick him out as Speaker, that the Democrats will rally around his leadership.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. So, you know, I was very optimistic about Speaker Mike Johnson when he first came to the realms of the speakership. You know, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in America's.
Yes.
I'm also a Christian, and I believe America's Christian heritage. And Mike Johnson really seemed to be in line with both of those things. You know, when he was chosen to be Speaker, he said, a lot of people wondering what I think. He said, go pick up a Bible off your shelf and read it. That's my worldview. He talked about the Constitution a lot. And really, the big thing to understand here, Bill, is what happened with Kevin McCarthy when he was House Speaker. He made a key list of concessions of things that he would do and not do to satisfy liberty lovers and House Republicans. And he started to break those things. And that's what got us on this whole Speaker debacle, which led us to Mike Johnson. Now, Mike Johnson inherited the rules that Kevin McCarthy had conceded to and agreed to, and we're not even 6 months in, and Mike Johnson has broken tons of them. The ones that bug me the most is that he broke the 72-hour rule, allowing representatives to read legislation before passing it, and the no omnibus spending rule. He broke both of those last month when the House approved a $1.2 trillion, 1,012-page federal spending bill, which was released before 3 a.m. on Thursday morning, March 21st, and then it was passed before the midnight deadline on Friday, March 22nd. This smashed two of the biggest rules that Mike Johnson had inherited. And this bill continued funding foreign wars. It gave federal employees a pay raise. It continued pushing the gender madness that we see in our schools and our government and in our military. And then more recently, we had Mike Johnson, who shocked all of us with his support of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
FISA, exactly.
Particularly Section 702, which allows the FBI to spy on Americans, compromising the Fourth Amendment, which says that Americans have the right to the persons, papers, and effects, and that can't be searched without a warrant. So we're left scratching our head wondering what's going on with Mike Johnson, and the only thing I can conclude is he's been compromised.
Yeah, I think we underestimate the pressure of the Beltway and the paradigm that's been existed, you know, for so long. It's so well entrenched. Clearly, Mike Johnson is not a Donald Trump. And this is what needs to happen, is you need to have, you know, I guess if you want to say mini Donald Trumps or somebody who comes in with the mindset of a Donald Trump to really upend and have the tenacity and the intestinal fortitude to challenge this and not worry about, you know, if it comes down to the point of, you know, closing down the government, at least take a stand for something, you know, that's of substance. And right now, I would think that the majority of Americans, for example, when you talk about, you know, foreign wars that we're getting involved in, or, you know, let's talk about the border sticking out like a bruised thumb, and it's in the eyes of the citizens of this country. And, you know, if you chose to close down the government because of, you know, the lack of sincerity by this administration to do something about the border crisis, I don't think America is going to, you know, fall apart. I think they're going to appreciate that kind of leadership. And what happens is that's the big issue. And that's what you're pointing to here, Andrew, is that there is a lack of demonstrated leadership by Mike Johnson. Leadership takes courage. Leadership takes you from where you are to where you need to be, not to, you know, just have you just treading water. And it seems that this is what the Republican Party and what this speaker has fallen into, is this this idea of appeasement of the, you know, of the Democratic Party and trying to make nice to kind of keep the government running or something. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, John Adams said stand on principle even if you stand alone. And I think that that's a good rubric to have for our leaders. And you mentioned at the beginning House Democrats coming and saving Mike Johnson. I was looking through some headlines this morning, and they just keep flooding in. You now have Esquire and Politico and the AP, the Associated Press, writing headlines saying Hakeem Jeffries isn't speaker, but he's the most powerful person in Congress, because Mike Johnson has allowed him to basically do whatever he wants, whether it be FISA, whether it be Ukraine funding, whether it be expanding the scope and scale of the United States government. And you have a couple representatives saying, whoa, 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 let's actually go back to our Constitution. Let's go back to what we agreed upon when Mike Johnson was picked as Speaker of the House. Mainly that's Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie. And they said that they would bring about a motion to vacate the chair in the next week. Hakeem Jeffries and a handful of other Democrats said, well, we're going to support Mike Johnson. And one of the quotes that really shocked me was Rep. Steny Hoyer. He's a Democrat, and he came out and he said, I don't think we should penalize a speaker for doing the right thing. That was a quote. This is one of the lead former majority leaders for the Democrats. And when you have him saying, you know what, I don't think we should punish Speaker Johnson for doing the right thing, that really makes you wonder, are you really following the Constitution?
That's right.
The party platform, if you have one of the former majority leaders of the Democratic Party saying you're doing the right thing. And then you also had a couple other representatives. You had Troy Carter, who's a Democrat from Louisiana, and you had Emmanuel Cleaver, who's a Democrat from Missouri. They both came out and said, you know what, we have a world to keep safe, and that's why we're going to continue to support Speaker Johnson. And, of course, they're referring to the war in Ukraine and what's going on with Israel, Palestine, and Hamas. So it just makes you want to go back to Article 1, Section 8 of our U.S. Constitution, see the job list of Congress, and use that as the ultimate rubric. Nowhere in our Constitution does it say we can fund foreign wars, we can have the FBI spy on Americans. And yet we see over and over and over again, both Republicans and Democrats compromise the Constitution, compromise America's fundamental law, for political or personal gain. And it seems like Mike Johnson's following the footsteps of those who have gone before him. And we have to say, no, we're going to follow our Constitution, even if that means shutting down the government and having some, quote unquote, unproductive weeks in Congress.
Exactly. Well, you know, they're not reading the bills, so I doubt that they're reading the Constitution as well. We've got to go to break. Andrew Mueller is with us, and we've got more to talk to him with. It's about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Andrew Mueller is with us, and we're talking, Speaker Johnson and his leadership. You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene saying next week she's going to vote to oust Speaker Johnson, And meanwhile, as we were saying, the problems that Johnson has run into have been quite obvious when it comes to, how he's violated his promises. And he's become, quite squishy on these issues that he said he was going to hold the ground in. And I agree with Andrew. I'm the same way, you know, being a man of faith and a conservative and a constitutionalist. I thought, OK, he's going to be the one. But I'll tell you, it's all I can say, Andrew, in extending any kind of grace to Mike Johnson, is that the pressure there on the Beltway is incalculable. I think we underestimate, the influence of the Biden administration, all the contending forces. But this is why you have to be Trump-like in a way, that it's not a matter of, it's not a matter just of policy that is one-sided. It's a matter of principle, right?
100%, Bill. And I do think you're right about the pressures that politicians face. And we really don't understand that, and I don't think we could unless we were in their shoes. So there is some empathy that we need to have there for them. But at the same time, for those people who have ever seen the movie Spider-Man, there's that great line where it says, great power comes great responsibility. And these people who we elect to represent us have a responsibility to live by principle, to live by the documents by which they swore an oath to uphold. And I don't know what's going behind the scenes. I imagine that Mike Johnson's being pressured by Democrats and by the Biden administration. Maybe they're threatening to pack the Supreme Court. Maybe they have blackmail certain members of Congress, and they're going to threat to whittle away the already very frail GOP majority. It could also be that they want to use Israeli funding and hold that as hostage. That's something Mike Johnson cares about. But really, whatever the case is, Bill, we need to have leaders who say, you know what, despite the pressures behind the scenes, despite the threats, I'm going to follow principle.
Exactly.
And with FISA, it was just this unbelievable switch that Mike Johnson had, where one minute he says, I'm against FISA, and then he says he's for it. And somebody, a great journalist, asked him outside of an elevator. They said, Speaker Johnson, why did you flip so fast on FISA? And he said, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, I saw the abuses of the FBI that were terrible. And he said there were terrible abuses. He even went to say that there were hundreds of thousands of abuses. But then he says, when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from the other perspective on the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is. And he said it gave him a different perspective, and he changed his mind. Tom Massey, a great congressman from Kentucky, he said, I was in the same meeting. I don't know what Mike Johnson heard that I didn't hear, but there was nothing that gave justification. So these switches like this just really show Mike Johnson succumbing to pressure, and it's weak leadership, Bill.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. You see, the thing is, what Christopher Wray did in raising the threat level and saying the red flags are all over the place, well, they're all over the place because of what Biden has done with the open borders. I mean, we got terrorists that are coming in record numbers. We've got Hezbollah and Hamas encampments, not outside hanging around the border of Mexico. They're inside the United States. It's almost like we've got all these, Manchurian candidates waiting for the signal to bring down America. And one of the things we've been saying, Andrew, is that on these college campuses, these kids that don't know and understand, from the river to the sea. It is a call for genocide and a total holocaust of Israel. And what these kids, which I look at these kids that are, born in America, they're American citizens, blonde haired, blue eyed, and they're wearing, Palestinian garb and yelling, I'm Hamas. Right. Let me tell you, baby girl, if you were in the Gaza, you wouldn't want to be, you wouldn't last long, because you'd be treated just like they did to the Jewish women, raping them, cutting off body parts, and kicking their breasts up the road like they were soccer balls. So I think you need to really do some study and understand that, first of all, yes, it's Israel, but you also got to understand part of the mantra, it's Israel first and then the United States. And meanwhile, look how vulnerable we've been with the open borders. I mean, we're setting ourselves up here, Andrew. And again, if you don't have leadership that can stand, you know, and understand that, I believe Donald Trump has been leading the way, but the rest of the Republican Party, and I would say the rest of the country, needs to understand, because I think the majority, look at the polling, the majority of Americans understand that there's danger at our southern border. And so what happens is that with the FISA, after all, you know, that we talked about on the Hill, and you said hundreds, if not thousands, of abuses with FISA, they flip on it, and they because of the fear of what could happen, and they went ahead and renewed FISA, but they added some extra, you know, extra elements to it, because out of fear of what's coming. That was, you know, done to us by the Biden administration and Mayorkas.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. And, you know, you mentioned the whole college students on college campuses. You know, I'm 23, and I'm a young person. I look at my peers and I think, what in the world are you guys doing? Most of them are what the Marxists would call useful idiots, who really don't know much about anything. They just want to be a part of something. And the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. And we figured out that actually a lot of these groups, like Students for Justice in Palestine, the SJP, it's an actual group, they're funded by George Soros.
Exactly.
And they're getting a lot of their money from him. There's also the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, the U.S. CPR, which has received $300,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Trust. So you got to follow the money on these things to really see what's happening and what's going on. But with FISA, we do see this total unconstitutional stretch, and I don't know if anybody's had the chance to listen yet, but James O'Keefe released a scathing 28-minute video last night where they had a contractor for the CIA. His name was Amjad Anton Saizi, and he was a project manager, cyber operations for the CIA. They got him on wire saying, yeah, we spy on Trump, we spy on his ex-wife, we spy on people all the time. We steal information from American citizens. That's just what we do. And he was totally blatant and arrogant about it. So anybody who thinks that these three-letter agencies have our best interest at heart, they're not weaponized against political candidates or those who are a threat to their power, even think back to JFK, you're fooling yourself. These entities are running around with basically no check on them. And anytime somebody like Donald Trump stands up and says, hey, you know what, we're going to go back to the Constitution, alarm bells sign for these people, and they'll basically do anything, believing that the ends justify the means for what they deem national security.
Yeah, I mean, the way they went after Trump, you know, spying on his campaign, I mean, this is before you were born, but I grew up with Watergate, and it was quite clear, and I mean, this is worse than Watergate, and it's Trump, you know, Trump's the one, it was his campaign that the FBI, all based on a lie from Hillary Clinton, they obliterate the Constitution. Trump is, he is the human piñata for the mainstream media, saying he's the bad guy. Well, no, wait a minute, he's the victim, okay? And but the mainstream media doesn't get it. But slowly but surely, with all that's going on in these trials, I think America is. And you see this in response to the polling. I will say this: you know, you're talking about your peers. You know, cheers for the frat boys at Chapel Hill, UNC, that raised the American flag in protest, you know, to kind of counter-protest the pro-Palestinian mob. And they're kind of becoming, you know, the recent heroes of the day for that, right?
Yep, absolutely. God bless those guys. And there's a small group of patriot young people, but we need to support them. We need to pray for our nation.
Well, and hopefully what happens is that this causes a reaction, you got the river to the sea, but I say from the Atlantic to the Pacific, is this needs to catch on. And I know you agree, Andrew, for the sake of the Republic, I think for the sake of human decency, really, I mean, because we're abandoning these core traditions and creating all kinds of, crime and chaos on the streets. It's not good, without a doubt. Andrew Mueller has been our guest. He's the chief of operations for Alex Newman's Liberty Sentinel Media and a contributor to the New American Magazine. Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. The judge will hear more arguments over Trump's alleged gag order violations. Taking the witness stand Thursday will be lawyer Keith Davidson, who claims that in 2016 he represented two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. President Biden's facing criticism from those who argue he's not forcefully addressing instances of anti-Semitism at some of the college campus demonstrations. But as John Schaefer reports, the White House is standing by its reaction.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're looking at 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Benjamin Baird's joining us. He is the decorated U.S. Army vet, infantry vet at that, who researches Islamist activity in Washington, D.C., and state capitals across the country. It is that pervasive. And, of course, we see what's happening on the university campuses. So there's plenty of, fish in the barrel here. Right, Benjamin?
That's right. Definitely plenty of work to do. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, thanks for being here. We were just talking just a moment ago. Kudos to the frat boys there at UNC Chapel Hill for raising the American flag in the face. I mean, this is how you, in a way, you kind of bully back a bully. You got to hit them right between the eyes, and these frat boys raised the American flag. I mean, wow. This was so cool of them on so many levels because, I think that, for all the bad stuff that we're seeing, and I said, and it is bad, what is on display in these college campuses and these universities, to have, the flag standing and shining through and in a sense, I think bringing some perspective to the craziness.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it was a symbol. It stands out to show that not all the students feel the same way as some of their classmates. But the fact remains that many students in our university today experienced indoctrination. This is what New York Mayor Eric Adams was talking about. It's widespread. It's pervasive. Sometimes it comes from foreign sources, and it affects many, many students.
Well, why are we surprised, Benjamin? I mean, look at what's going on. I mean, we've got university professors that are there, presidents of these universities. I mean, I have never seen such a breakdown in leadership like I've been seeing in the recent era in our country. It seems at every turn, whether we're talking, you know, from the president on down and these universities, I mean, you know, after all, you know, I have always insisted that leadership is, you know, is what you need to take you from where you are to where you need to be. And I'm not sure leadership even understands where we need to be. What do you say?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look who these students have to look up to. Their professors are participating in all of these riots, these sit-ins, blockades that are happening in universities across the country. Some of the professors have glorified October 7th, the days after it happened. At Columbia University, a professor, Joseph Massad, wrote an article in the Anti-Israel Electronic Intifada where he essentially glorified October 7th, talked about it as a great event. Georgetown University recently had Nihad Awad, an outside Islamist from the Council on American Islamic Relations. He said that he was happy to see October 7th happen. So the speakers that they invite to events, the adults, the grown-ups, none of them are responsible. They are the radicals. And they're the ones that are pushing these down on our children. And the sad thing is that parents are paying for these, for this education, for their children, for this indoctrination.
Well, and here it is. I mean, you think about it. This is the generation that, you know, had to deal with COVID. You know, the classrooms were shut down. It was remote learning. Here it is. And, of course, now let's finish up school. And now you're going to be remote learning whatever's left of the last week or so. And your graduation likely canceled because of this.
Right.
And meanwhile, to your point, parents are paying up to $100,000 a year in order to put their kids through school, or kids are signing loan notes that will have them, you know, in debt for the next 10 years plus, unless, you know, they find some other, you know, Uncle Joe Biden who's willing to, you know, forgive their debt, I guess. But it doesn't bode well. I mean, right now for these kids, I really feel for them on so many levels.
No, it's really sad that they had to miss out from COVID, and now they're moving on to their universities. They're not going to be able to take that walk and get and receive their diploma. And it's all because of really, you know, it's a minority, but it's a large minority of students.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to the professors, to the administrators. Colleges in many ways have turned into administrative states on their own. There are far more
exactly
administrators and administrators mm-hmm. who are running things. They're brought in for DEI and other really jobs that don't have much to do with education. And so, you know, our young students, our young adults, the next generation of policymakers, they miss out in that regard as well. At the Middle East Forum, we have a Campus Watch project, and we study Middle East studies quite closely. And years ago, there was quite a big change when something called post-colonial studies started. And that basically said that, you know, American professors, indigenous people who live in America, cannot properly teach the subject, that we have to bring in people from the Middle East to teach things about the, you know, about the region, about politics and international studies. And as a result, we're getting these extremist radical attitudes that are pervasive mm-hmm. in our classrooms today.
Yeah, we got to bring these people in who have grown up with hatred and wars, you know, for generations. Yeah, let's bring them in. Like, that makes
right.
sense, right? This is like crazy stuff, because, you know, I think about, for example, this comes up every once in a while, Benjamin, is that, you know, bank tellers, when they're taught to discern counterfeit money, what they do is they study the legitimate, not the illegitimate. And so here we are, we've kind of turned that concept on its head by studying the illegitimate instead of the legitimate, right? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that is a very useful analogy here. You know, we're bringing in many, many radical professors, you know, and the people that they bring in to teach students, to teach them, are also radicals on their own. Sami Al-Aryan, who is a terrorist financer who went to prison for many years for financing Palestinian Islamic Jihad, he was deported to Turkey, but his family members remain in the country. One of them is a teacher at Georgetown University. His wife was present at the protest over the weekend. And these are the kind of radical attitudes that we're getting. And, you know, we as a nation, Middle East Studies, we have Title VI funds, federal funds that go to these universities so that our next generation of policymakers can be prepared. And they're just not. They're not getting the education we need to support American interests. In fact, they're anti-American and anti-Western interests.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a history of this. I mean, you know, look at, you got Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn. You know, where do they end up?
Right.
I mean, it's like, oh, let's put them in charge of educating our kids. Like, oh, okay, you know what, we can teach them how to, you know, make bombs and really blow up the Pentagon this time or what, you know? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right. We failed our children when it comes to education on so many levels. You know, we're definitely not doing higher education right. And there are trillions of dollars that go from both state and the federal level to our universities. And they're really just being wasted on these radical programs.
Exactly. All to have a... you know, a document from one of these Ivy League prestigious universities that are losing their sheen along the way. Because now what's happening, Benjamin, is corporate America, you know, some of the businesses are speaking out saying, hey, look, if you're involved in this kind of radical behavior, I'm sorry, I can't hire you. I can't bring you into the culture. I mean, especially when you have now the anti-DEI movement, because, again, business is about being profitable. And especially if you have stockholders, you've got a fiduciary responsibility to give them an ROI. They deserve a return. And all these DEI you know, applications are what I call DIE. They're dead on arrival. I mean, they're counter growth, they're counter success and development. And so these kids that are on the campus thinking they're all that, you know, and then they go out in the job world and all of a sudden, you know, an HR director checks out and says, hey, we got video of you, you know, bombing the university and burning the flag. Doesn't look good. You know, they may not be able to say right there that they can't hire them. There's just no callback, right?
Right. No, I mean, fortunately, we have billionaire activists like Bill Ackman who are stepping up to the table and saying, we're not going to hire these people that are involved.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Benjamin Baird. Stay with us. It's 18.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Glad you could join us. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Benjamin Baird. Benjamin is a decorated U.S. Army infantry vet. He researches Islamist activity in Washington, D.C. and state capitals across the country. Benjamin, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, the mantra in the Middle East is, you know, from the river to the sea, which clearly is a pronouncement of an eradication of the Jewish people. And what a lot of these kids on the campuses do not understand is that the goal is, step one is Israel. They want to get rid of Israel. Step two, America. And here we are in America cheering on our own demise. I mean, fortunately, we have cases like, as we mentioned, the frat boys there at UNC and Chapel Hill raising the American flag. And, of course, the media did not really, you know, they kind of... didn't make a big deal of it. They showed it, but minimally, okay? This was something that really needs to catch on because, like you said, there's a lot of good people out there, just like there was a lot of good people in Germany, but they stopped being good because they didn't have the courage to stand against the tyranny. And this is where we are right now. There's a clear line in the sand. Either you are for America or you are again America. And we have this rise, this anti-American and anti-Semitism craziness that's happening on our campuses that must be pushed back in a definitive way. If not, you know, we're going to have another summer of love insanity of billions of dollars of damage and destruction and disunification of, you know, we the people and the United States of America. What do you say?
Yeah, I think something like this could transform into that level of destruction. From the river to the sea is between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, which is all of the state of Israel. So college students who repeat that mantra should know what they're talking about. When it comes to Black Lives Matter, for instance, we're told that we must accept what they call as racist. We need to accept their version of what they believe is racist and discriminatory. But Jews are not given that same leeway at all. Mm-hmm. And there are good people on campuses that are demonstrating. Just last week, outside of Princeton, there were Iranian-Americans from the Alliance Against Islamic Republic of Iran apologists who were demonstrating just outside of the university against a professor there by the name of Professor Syed Hussein Mousavian, who is an Iranian regime plant who's teaching children in classrooms today, who was involved in carrying out assassinations in Europe when he was Iran's ambassador to Germany. And so there are good people going out there, but the media just isn't paying any attention or focusing on their actions.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's like what we experienced in the Summer of Love. I mean, where you had the media, especially on live TV, with buildings burning up in the background, and they're going, "Yeah, this is a mostly peaceful protest." It's like, right, how idiotic! And they expect the American people, you know, to swallow it wholesale. But look what's happened to them. A lot of them, you know, CNN's numbers are, gosh, they're so abysmal. It's almost like you might as well fold up the tent there. You have little to offer because you violated the core principles of journalism. Again, leadership missing in that domain. And it's very costly what's happening because lest we forget, I mean, the reason that you're here is because of the vision of our founders, clearly cited in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. And when you move away from those two primary documents like we've done now, you end up losing your way. And so you've got these forces, Benjamin, as you know, that are happy to say, okay, you know, America bad, here's something better. What better?
Right.
What better? What's been better? What's had more impact on the planet than democracy and liberty as demonstrated here in America?
Yeah, I mean, we need to get back to basics in our classrooms. We need to talk about these founding documents. They spend very little time in primary and post-secondary education teaching these types of subjects. Instead, professors like to get into very unique minutia, teaching classes such as homosexual jazz in Eastern Egypt during the 1970s. And these are what our students are getting in classrooms instead of a basic education about the civic greatness of America.
You know, I think we could do a whole show on the titles of the curricula in these universities, Benjamin. I mean, you just mentioned a few. That's how crazy it's gotten. I mean, you know, we've kind of just accepted it. You know, I think which is amazing to me, especially when you consider how much parents are investing and paying, you know, for their kids to, you know, go to these high-priced Ivy League schools and that. And here they are, as you're saying, they're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated. And I don't know if the parents just say, okay, hey, look, you got an A, but, you know, they're not even looking at the subject matter or concerned about it. It's just like, hey, we're just going to get you through school because meanwhile I got to work my butt off, you know, to pay your tuition. And so I'm busy, you know, doing that and not even verifying, you know, what kind of education you're getting. Because what you would hope after all this is said and done is that, okay, you've invested 4 years, all this money, that there's a job at the end of the rainbow here. And a lot of these kids, as you know, what's really upsetting for them, and they're ticked off, and in a sense you can't blame them, but in another sense you can, because you still are responsible, you know, you're selecting these classes, is that you are ill-prepared to go into the marketplace and be of value.
Right. Yes, no, I think... What parent has time to look to properly research the professors that are teaching their kids? Journalists don't do a great job of looking at these professors and giving them a fair shake. So it's not easy to find out if the people teaching your children's classes come from a radical place and have radical viewpoints at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy for parents to be in that position.
You know, when I was going to school and in college, I got in a lot of trouble because I was part of the leadership. I was class president and led the charge to institute a teacher evaluation. And it wasn't even at the level like we're talking about what's needed now. It was just kind of like, hey, let's evaluate the teachers, let the kids, chime in and give their response so that, when it came to selecting, you know, classes and instructors, you had an idea of what you're getting into instead of, you know, first day of class, all of a sudden it's go, oh my God, how do I transfer out of here?
Yeah, you know, there are some tools that are out there for both students and parents. There's something called Rate My Professor that you can go to online where students will talk about the kind of experience they had in the classroom with a specific professor. You can also visit our Campus Watch page where we have a recommended professors list, but it is focused on Middle Eastern studies. So utilizing tools like that can give you a heads up. But every day new professors are entering the workforce, and they're becoming more and more radical. It's intergenerational. The latest generation of radical professors are teaching our students who will then move on to remain in academia, and keep the extremist ideologies alive.
Like, what happened to America's professors? They're just no longer value. They've been put on a shelf? Or relegated to less significant institutions of learning?
Yeah, I think it's all part of post-colonial studies. Now, most professors started as visiting researchers and ended up taking the roles that used to go to American professors. At least that's the case in language and area studies. I'm not quite as sure about what happens in the sciences, but in the liberal arts, it is dominated by outsiders.
Mm-hmm. Well, the growing anti-Semitism, and this has been going on for decades, but it's really pronounced itself now, Benjamin. What do we do?
You know, I think we need to take a stand. We need, in this case, we need students to take action. Congress just passed a bill yesterday that adopts the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which really takes into account the full range of anti-Semitic tropes and discrimination that is out there, and it can be applied by the Department of Education at schools. There are currently some 60-plus schools under investigation for anti-Semitism by the Department of Education right now. Congress is taking action. I think we need to push our elected officials to continue along this route, and that's the best way to fight it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Tennessee Bob just texted me a note, says it's not the parents' responsibility to filter instructors. Trust for the school administration is the operative word in a capitalist country, except to get what they're paying for. I understand his perspective here. Parents are the ones that are putting out the money. But what's happened is that we grew up to trust leadership, right, Benjamin? I mean, you're in the military. I mean, you have to trust leadership, and leadership has violated that trust. And so when that happens and you have a breakdown in trust like what we have, you know, throughout our country right now, because for somehow, I don't know, it just seems that that it's acceptable, and it's not, isn't it? I mean, I was raised that it wasn't, and I served in the Marine Corps. You know, you just didn't accept mediocre leadership.
No, you didn't. It's a breakdown of leadership. It's a breakdown of trust, and it needs to change.
Without a doubt. Benjamin Baird, how can people be in touch with you? The website?
Sure, you can check us out at meforum.org.
That's MEforum, like Middle East Forum.org, right?
That's correct. You got it.
Benjamin,
yes, sir.
Benjamin Baird, thank you so much for being with us. Decorated U.S. Army vet. Thank you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take